Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The police chief in the US city of Atlanta has resigned after police shot dead a black man following weeks of nationwide unrest over the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Mobile phone and security camera footage shows a confrontation between officers and Rayshard Brooks in a car park outside a fast food restaurant before he's killed. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes reports.
The police said Rayshard Brooks, who was 27, had fallen asleep in his car while waiting in a queue at a drive-through restaurant. He was shot during a confrontation with two white officers after the police say he resisted arrest, having failed a sobriety test. The director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation said video captured by cameras inside the restaurant appeared to show that Mr. Brooks had one of the officers' tasers in his hand as he fled. Announcing the resignation of the police chief, the mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, said the police needed to rebuild trust with the communities they were intended to protect.
Hundreds of protesters have been gathering in Atlanta to denounce the death of Rayshard Brooks. One demonstrator, Delaine Johnson, called for sweeping changes to the American justice system.
The officers need to be arrested, and it's not okay. It's not okay that every single day I have to wake up and learn a new name, a new hashtag, a new life that was lost because of the injustice that America's system has for something that was built in the 1600s. We are in 2020. This Constitution needs to be rewritten. We need a new justice system to represent us.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has condemned what he called racist thuggery after a day of violence in London, which saw far-right activists clash with police. More than 100 people were arrested. Crowds had gathered outside Parliament in Westminster, saying they wanted to protect monuments from anti-racism protesters, who largely stayed away. Several police officers were kicked, punched and pelted with bottles. French police have clashed with protesters in Paris, Lyon and Marseille as thousands of people demonstrated against racism and allegations of police brutality. The violence followed a peaceful three-hour rally in the French capital inspired by the global Black Lives Matter campaign. The Chilean president, Sebastián Piñera, has announced the resignation of his health minister following accusations that the number of coronavirus deaths had been underreported. Jaime Manlich is said to have told the World Health Organization there were 2,000 more deaths than official figures suggested. He's been replaced by Enrique Paris, who has promised to listen to government critics. President Piñera said the country had to come together.
We all know that the best way to deal with the pandemic is with unity, with collaboration, with goodwill, with dialogue and agreements. And those are the paths that we have always sought as a government. And I am sure that the new health minister will lead those paths.
BBC News.